This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
All about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey, here on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm your host, Damon King. I'm a certified financial planner professional and wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial Services, the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey. The financial diva, Victoria Woods, is traveling on business this weekend. She is coast to coast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking speaking engagements, meeting with clients. We've got clients from Palm Springs all the way out to Panama City and everywhere in between. So there's nowhere we can't go, no one we can't see. The only thing we don't have right now is a corporate jet. If we could get a corporate jet, we could be in Niagara Falls in the morning and San Diego in the evening. So if you've got connections to a corporate jet or something like that, let us know. Let us know. We're in the market. I'll just throw that out there. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's very important. As you enter that retirement red zone, that countdown to retirement, what are the things that you should be doing in the few years leading up to retirement? And this is very important for the work that we do because we here at Chapelwood Financial are investment advisors and wealth managers for millionaires and aspiring millionaires. The more money you have, the more moving parts you have, the more complicated things can get. And you're trying to juggle all of these things all at the same time. And if you don't have the experience to do it, or frankly, you just don't have the time, you don't have the desire, that's where a wealth manager, a concierge experience for wealthy families comes in. And that's what we do here at Chapelwood Financial. And after more than 25 years of working with millionaire families, we've cracked the code on what they want. They want to sleep well knowing that they're not going to run out of money, particularly in retirement. They want to have the freedom to do what they want. And freedom really comes about from consistency and discipline, that planning aspect, and it takes time to do that. And millionaires want to make a big impact on their families and the world. They want to leave some kind of legacy. And that is exactly the work that we do here at Chapelwood Financial. So preparing for retirement is exhilarating when you think about all the incredible and wonderful things that you're going to do, the experiences you're going to have, the memories you're going to make. That's the stuff that keeps you energized. But then you begin thinking, I haven't known anything else the last 40 years except work. I got up, I brushed my teeth, I took a shower, put my clothes on, got in the car, and I went to work. Or perhaps you worked from home. Whatever your job was, you were working. And in exchange, you received a paycheck every month or every 2 weeks. And now you're about to give that up. Everything that you've known for four decades is about to change. And that can't help but create a little bit of fear inside you, a little bit of uncertainty. So before you pull the plug on your career and take that next step, make that transition from work to now retirement, you've got to take some steps well in advance so that you enter into retirement with confidence. And on today's show, we are going to be sharing with you some of the key things that you should do once you're at least 3 years away from retirement. I would say 5 years, preferably sooner. The average length of time prior to retirement that clients come to us is around 4 to 5 years. That's their window. For many, many years, they've been investing on their own. They've been do-it-yourselfers, investing in their 401ks, their self-directed IRAs. Because up to that point, it's really been pretty simple. Invest in the S&P 500 index funds, throw in a little bit of international, throw in some bonds, and call it a day. I'm going for growth. I'm going for wealth accumulation. I know the market will go up. It will go down. I don't care. In fact, I like it when the market goes down because then I can buy more of it. And that's the mentality that you have for most of your career. But as you get into that retirement red zone, 5 years or less before retirement, that's when things kick in and you say, you know what? The way I've been doing it probably isn't the way that I should continue doing it. And now I need help. I need someone to guide me through this because I don't know the things that I don't know. And even if I do know what I'm supposed to do, how am I supposed to do them? How do I do it? That's why the countdown to retirement is important. So let's talk about this. If you're 3 years out from retirement, again, I would recommend 5 years, but at a minimum, let's say you're 3 years out for retirement. What should you be doing? The first thing that I recommend to everybody, first time I meet them, and we begin having the conversation about when do you want to retire, the first question that I always ask is, what do you want your lifestyle to be in retirement? And then the next most important question is, how much is all of that going to cost every month? That is the number one question you need to be able to answer before you consider retiring. What will be the gross monthly cost to fund the retirement lifestyle I want? Because the answer to that question will dictate almost everything else that you do. How much money you should have saved before you retired, what you should be invested in at the time of your retirement, how much income should the portfolio be generating in retirement, how long will my money last based upon how long I think I'm going to live. All of the answers to those questions are based upon the answer to the most fundamental question: how much will your retirement lifestyle cost? Next, you need to hire an advisor. You need to hire a retirement advisor. Now, I know some of you are going to say, I've never worked with an advisor. I see no need to work with an advisor. I've managed my investments just fine on my own. And that's fine. But I'm not talking about just your investments. You see, there's a lot more to retirement planning than just your portfolio. That's what everybody looks at. That's what everybody wants to talk about. But there's a lot more to it than that. Just this past week, I visited with three of our clients. And here are a sample of the questions that I got. Damon, I'm thinking about filing for Social Security, but is that a good idea? They didn't know the answer to that. And they wanted our advice. And my answer was, well, I don't know. We got to run the plan. We got to take a look at the plan. Another question. Damon, I've got a pension. Should I take the income from the pension, or should I take a lump sum payout, or should I roll that over? Damon, what am I going to do about Medicare? What are my options? I don't even know how it works. You see, there's a lot more to it than that, than just the investment portfolio. So if you're thinking, well, I'm just going to manage all this on my own because I've always managed my portfolio, that's fine. Just understand there are going to be a lot of other decisions you have to make in retirement that have nothing to do with your portfolio, your investments, the assets that you choose. And even if you do manage your own portfolio, how do you know that you're optimizing it for what you need? Because you're moving from accumulation of wealth now to preservation and distribution of wealth. Do you know how to do that? Do you know what the optimal mix of assets is? Do you know how to segment your million-plus dollars into different buckets of money, managed for time, managed for risk, managed for taxes? Do you know how to do all that? If so, you probably should become a financial advisor. Come talk to me because we're hiring. But if you don't know how to do those things, you should really consider hiring an advisor, somebody who can build a cash flow plan for you, who can manage it for time, for taxes, all of that. Help you answer those questions. When should I claim Social Security? When should I, or what are my options for Medicare? My client John, just this past week, we were talking, but he wants to work at least another year. He's eligible for Medicare right now. But he doesn't have to apply for Medicare. Why? Because he has employer-sponsored health care, health coverage, which under the special enrollment period, special enrollment provision of Medicare, you can defer enrolling in Medicare when you turn 65, so long as you have health insurance that's tied to current employment, either your own or somebody else's. And then we started to have the conversation, okay, well, if you retire and you go on Medicare, well, what's your wife going to do if you give up the employer health plan? She's not yet 65. She's still got 4 years to go. What? How are we going to get health insurance for her? See, these are the conversations that you have with your advisor that go way beyond your investment portfolio. Another thing to think about is if you've got a business, what's your plan for selling it? Do you have a succession plan? Who's going to take over that business? Who's most likely to buy it? What's the value of the business? You can't just assume that there will be a buyer just sitting there waiting to buy your business, and then, even when there is, you can't just assume that they're going to pay the price that you think it's worth. See, you want top dollar for your business that you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into. You know what that buyer wants? The lowest price possible. Okay? And those two needs are incongruent. So you need to have a good business succession plan that includes evaluation of your business. You need to know what are all of the market forces that could alter or impact the price of your business, how quickly it sells, that sort of thing. Are you going to just immediately walk away from your business, or are you going to stay in the business for a year or two and help with the transition? Most people who buy a business want that. So have you considered that? Now, let's talk about 2 years out from retirement. So you're a year closer. Will you claim Social Security immediately or delay? This is a conversation we begin having with our clients well in advance. We want to have a plan for when we're going to claim Social Security, and we want to have some logic and reason behind it. Yes, most people are eligible to claim Social Security beginning at age 62. However, just because you can claim Social Security does not necessarily mean that you should. There are reasons why you might want to delay. I was meeting with another client this week. He is turning 70 this year, and he has delayed claiming Social Security. Why? Well, because he's been working. He didn't need that income. And keep in mind that when you're on Social Security, the more taxable income you have, the higher your adjusted gross income is, the more likely it is that up to 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. So if he had claimed Social Security while he's still working, it's a virtual certainty that 85% of his Social Security is going to be taxed because he had all of that income from work. So delaying actually helped to minimize his tax burden. It also helped to increase his Social Security benefit, so that now he's got a benefit approaching $4,000 a month when he gets ready to apply. Now, he's turning 70 this year. You can't delay it past 70, so he has to apply this year. And so we began that process. And then I shared with them, you've actually, perhaps inadvertently, but we planned for this, you have guaranteed that whoever the surviving spouse is, you or your wife, will have the maximum Social Security benefit. If he survives his wife, if she dies first and then he's still living, well, then he'll keep his benefit. However, if he dies first, if she's been on the spousal benefit for most of this time, and then when he dies, she is entitled to the survivor benefit, which is equivalent to 100% of whatever the deceased spouse was receiving. And if you claim it before your full retirement age, it will be reduced just like your personal benefit. But you know, presumably in this case, she'd be well past full retirement age and would receive all that money. So those are some of the conversations that we have around Social Security. Also, 2 years out, is your house paid off? If it is not, when will it be? Could you write a check today and pay it off? If you owe $50,000 and you got $150,000 in the bank, we could write a check today to pay it off. Doesn't mean we will. We're not going to reduce our cash position that much. And maybe we've got a really low interest rate. If you purchased your house years ago when interest rates were still low and you're sitting at 2.5%, you know, you're just cash flowing it away. So I'm not suggesting don't pay it off. What I'm saying is we don't necessarily have to pay it all off in one big fell swoop. Let's have a plan over the next couple of years of, okay, Here's how much we're going to put down periodically to make sure that the house is paid off or very, very close to being paid off by the time we get into retirement. Because here's the deal. One key enemy of a successful retirement is debt. All right. Now, I will say this. Many millionaires have debt. At least they have debt available to them in the form of lines of credit, whether it's a home equity line of credit or, in the case of many of our clients, a securities-backed line of credit. There will be opportunities that come your way that you need a big infusion of cash, but you don't quite have it. You're going to have it, but you need access to that cash now. You can use a line of credit, and then you can pay it back later. So wealthy people use debt all the time, but they tend not to have mortgages, not in their primary residence. They tend not to have credit card debt. Oh, they use credit cards. They use credit all the time, but they pay it off. They're not carrying 30% interest rates on a steak that they, you know, bought 5 years ago when they went out to dinner. So is your house paid off? And if not, when will it be? Do you have a plan for that? Is your estate plan up to date? 2 years out, it's a great time to begin or at least take a look at your estate plan. If you created a trust or a will many years ago, is it updated? Have you had some grandchildren or great-grandchildren born in that time? Have you lost a loved one and they're still in the current document? You need to get that updated. And if you don't have an estate plan, well, then you need to get one. Let me put it this way. You have an estate plan. It just may not be one that you've created. If you choose not to create your own estate plan, I promise you, the state that you pass away in is more than happy to provide a plan for you through their intestacy laws. And guess what? It isn't going to be to your advantage. You want an estate plan that is built by you, for your family. So make sure that you take the time to get that done. And for our clients who don't have an estate plan, the next question they ask is, Damon, we don't know any estate planning attorneys. Do you guys? Absolutely we do. Here are three that we have worked with that we know will do a great job for you because they do a great job for our other clients. And that's part of the service that we provide here. Something else 2 years out, and this doesn't have anything to do with money. It has everything to do with your mental, spiritual, physical health. How are you going to spend your time? You spend all of this energy thinking about the money and your estate plan and taxes and all this stuff. How much time do you think about, or how much energy do you give to, how will I spend my time? What am I going to do with the rest of my life? I got 30 years in front of me here. I can only sleep in so much. Yeah, I'm going to travel, but you can only travel so much. You know, you've got to have a plan for how you're going to spend your time, because otherwise you'll get really bored. And there is a very strong correlation between inactivity in retirement and early death, premature death, due to inactivity, not keeping your mind sharp, and just not staying engaged with the world. Human beings are social creatures. We're not really built to be loners. You may want your alone time now and then, but ultimately we all need other people. We need each other to make life worth living, right? So how are you going to spend your time? Maybe you're going to volunteer. Maybe you're going to start a little side business. Who knows? But have a plan for how you're going to spend your time. What about 1 year out? Now we're a year closer to retirement. It's 12 months away. You can hear the clock ticking. So 1 year out from retirement, what benefits from your job, from your employer, will be paid out to you when you retire? What about unused leave time, whether it's vacation time, sick leave? Will they pay that out to you as a cash lump sum, or do you have to use it or lose it? You know, we've got some clients and they say, well, they're not going to cash out my leave time. I've got 3 weeks or a month or more of leave time. So I'm going to retire in January of next year, but I'm just going to take off the whole month of December and use my leave time, okay? Because it's not going to be paid out to you. So you almost get to retire a month early, right? if you've got that unused leave time. What about stock options or stock grants? If you work at one of our large energy companies here in town and you've got some stock grants, it's publicly traded, or you work in a privately held company and there are stock options, stock grants that will be awarded to you, what is the anticipated value of those shares? Will all the shares that have been granted to you be vested so that you actually get to take them, or will there be some shares that will be unvested so you won't get them? What will be the tax implications of any stock awards that are vested to you? You need to know the answer to these questions so that you can plan for it. Are there any bonuses that are coming your way? In fact, we have a lot of clients that they schedule their retirement dates based upon when they know certain bonuses are going to be paid out, when interest credits are going to be added to their pension. If you know that you're just a few months away from a bonus, well, don't retire before you get the bonus. You know, set your retirement for like a month after, so that way you know you get the bonus. Or if you know that there's some interest credits getting ready to be added to your pension, set your retirement for a little bit after that so you get the benefit. I mean, you worked that time, right? You deserve it. You've earned it. So stick around for a little bit longer so that you can get those kinds of things. What is the process for rolling over your 401k to your advisor? Most people don't want to leave their 401ks and other accounts just scattered around. They want to consolidate them down so that one advisor knows where everything is. It's a lot easier to manage that way. It's a lot easier to manage your cash flow and your taxes and things like that. So you need to gather up all of that paperwork, or better yet, work with your advisor. We don't tell our clients, go collect all the paperwork for us and we'll do it. No. We have them come in, we get on the phone, we help them call the 401k plan, the pension plan, what have you, to figure out what's the process for rolling all this stuff over. If you have a pension, you need to begin deciding a year out, am I going to take the income from the pension, or am I going to roll over the lump sum? Now, for our clients, we typically have an answer to that much further than 1 year out, because we've already built an income plan for them, and we will have already factored in, are we going to take the pension income for life, or is it going to be better to roll over whatever the lump sum is, if there is a lump sum option? And then, here's something fun. Begin planning your retirement party. It's 1 year out, baby. Go book the event hall. Talk to the caterer. Get the flowers, the photographer. Order the special suit that you're going to be wearing, the special dress, you know? Or maybe your retirement party is going to be on the beach somewhere. Don't leave this to chance. This is a huge, momentous occasion. It must be celebrated. And you got to do it in style, right? So start planning your retirement party a year out from retirement. And I promise you, if you need some party recommendations, you've got the financial diva Victoria Woods in your back pocket. The woman knows how to throw a party. So I'm just saying. I'm not so much the party planner. I'm terrible at that kind of stuff. I love going to parties, but I'm not very good at planning them. But the diva, she can plan your retirement party like nobody's business. All right, now we're 6 months out. Oh, it's getting real now. Half a year away. Begin working with your advisor to make sure that your cash flow from your retirement assets will begin as soon as you need them to. So if your last paycheck is on April 30th, you want to know that beginning in May, if you need to start taking monthly withdrawals from your retirement accounts, or you need Social Security to be started, or you need your pension to begin, make sure that everything is in place so that you do not have a gap in your cash flow for a month or two. That's the worst, right? And even if that's going to happen, sometimes it's unavoidable. In that case, we like to make sure that our clients have cash in the bank to cover those months until the cash flow begins. That way, they're not worrying. They're not stressed out. You just retired. You don't want to be stressed out over money. That was what all the planning was for in the first place, right? Schedule an appointment with Social Security to make sure to review your options. You know, what are your options for claiming Social Security? Are you going to claim your own benefit or the spousal benefit? If you're divorced, can you claim a spousal benefit on your ex-spouse? It is possible to do that if you meet certain conditions, but you need to know that, right? Now, you can certainly go online and apply for your benefits on Social Security. You create an account, you can apply online. However, I just like the idea of talking with an agent, whether it's by phone or actually in the Social Security office, because invariably questions come up. And if you're online and you're doing it yourself and you're like, well, I don't know the answer to that. Well, if you've got somebody right there who's an expert and can answer your questions immediately, you get all that done right then. You don't have to worry about it because you don't want to have to do this multiple times. You just want to get it done and move on with the rest of your life. If you qualify for Medicare, begin looking at options for after you've given up your employer health insurance. Especially if you're 65 and older and you give up your employer health insurance, you are no longer absolved from enrolling. You have to get enrolled, and you've got just a certain window of time to get that done between the time that you lose the employer health insurance to get enrolled in Medicare. So you need to know in advance, what are my options and what am I going to choose? We get asked all the time, Damon, do you have somebody we should talk to? Yes, we do. That's what we do here at Chapelwood. Total wealth management. Nothing is left to chance. We got people. We got a whole team of people that we can bring to the table to address anything that you need, Medicare being one of those. As we said earlier at the top of the show, doing all this stuff takes time, it takes preparation. That's why you should hire a financial advisor to help you do all that. In the meantime, however, we are also offering you today our countdown to retirement. So all the things that I shared with you today are in our countdown to retirement, plus a whole lot more. There's a lot of other stuff in here. What are the key things you should be doing in the 3 years prior to retirement? Are you behind in any one area? And are you unsure how to get back on track? When you take this time and take these steps, you will have comfort and peace of mind that you're well prepared as you enter retirement. That's what you want. We do that for our clients here. So, all you have to do to get your complimentary copy of our Countdown to Retirement, text the word COUNTDOWN. It's one word, all one word, COUNTDOWN, COUNTDOWN, one word, to 405-348-0909. You will receive a link to download your complimentary copy of our Countdown to Retirement. You're going to read it. You're going to see all the things that need to be done. You're going to think, oh my goodness, I have maybe three of these things done, and I don't know how to do the rest. Who can I call? Who are you going to call? So right there in that same text, you're going to get a link to schedule a 30-minute discovery call with us, a member of our advisory team here at Chapelwood. In 30 minutes, we'll jump on the phone with you. We'll go through the countdown to retirement. We'll find to ask you some basic questions. Where are you at in your journey? And how can we help? How can we make your countdown much more enjoyable so that when day one of retirement comes, you enter retirement with confidence that you're well prepared and that we've got a plan to address almost anything that might come up? It's impossible to anticipate everything, but with a great plan, you can anticipate most of the stuff that is going to come your way. So get your countdown to retirement. Text the word COUNTDOWN, all one word, to 405-348-0909. You'll get that as well as an opportunity to schedule a 30-minute phone call with us. And from that call, we'll determine how best we can help and then schedule a face-to-face appointment with you. Well, thank you so much for listening today. Hope that you enjoyed that. I hope that it was helpful. Hope that it was beneficial to you. We want to make sure that all of our listeners are well prepared for retirement and that you feel confident going into retirement so that you can focus on what you really want to focus on, which is having fun, taking care of your family, and living your best life. Until next week, I'm going to leave you with the Financial Diva's very best advice. Don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapelwood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.